message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my privilege to welcome you tonight to this awesome service. And I trust God that nobody here will return back home the same in the name of Jesus. We've been treating our series for the month and the Wednesday services, Success Formula for Relationship and Marriage. And last week we started with formula for relationship, and I said number one is maturity. You need to be a mature person before you go into relationship. Relationship is not for the immature, because relationship takes a lot of your time, energy, and resources and all. So it's not for immature people. I said two, this mic is breaking. Can we handle that real quick? Number two, formula is abstinence from premarital sex. If you are going to be successful in relationship, you must abstain totally from premarital sex. And number three, I said wisdom. Wisdom is important. You must be a wise person. You must know what you should say and what you should not say. The Bible says that wisdom is profitable to direct. And I said you can assess this wisdom from being available in church, from reading and all. And I went further last week to talk about the success formula for marriage. I spoke on number one. I said trust. If you are going to enjoy your marriage, you must trust your partner. And I said trust is not built overnight. Trust is a product of trustworthiness. Before somebody can trust you, you must have proven to be trustworthy. Nobody is trusted automatically. You must have proven yourself to be trustworthy. And the level of trust you have access to will determine what you can be entrusted with. Nobody will entrust his life into your hands if you cannot be trusted. Number two success formula I spoke about last week is true love and submission. The husband must love the wife sincerely and deeply. And of course, the wife must submit to her husband. There must be submission. And number three, I spoke on forgiveness. I said, Jesus speaking, he said, Peter asking Jesus, how many times should I forgive? Jesus speaking, he said, 70 times 7. That's 470 times in a day. Okay, so it's important for us to be forgiven. And I stopped with agreement. I said, speaking from Matthew 18:19, if two of you shall agree as touching anything, that shall be done unto you. And I said, every couple that we do well must always agree. They must be in agreement. I also spoke from Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agree? I pray that this word will bless somebody in the name of Jesus. And today we are moving to part 2 of this series, Success Formula for Relationship by Marriage. I want to start like I did last week by breaking the message into two parts. The first part for singles and the second part for the married. And of course, those who are married, those who are single, we also benefit from the part of the married. Number, I want us to realize as a matter of foundation tonight that singleness is beautiful. There is nothing bad in being single. The reason why most who are single are not enjoying their singleness is because they cannot see. When you can see better, you will live. When you can see brighter, you will live better. Once you can know that singleness is good, then you can obtain the benefit of being single. There's nothing weird in singleness. And you must realize that life is in phases. Let me hear somebody say that real quick. Life is in phases. When we are born as babies. Then we move from babies to adolescence. From adolescence to teenage years. From teenage to singles. From singles to married. From being married, we go to midlife. The middle of your life. And then from midlife, we go to old age. And from old age, we return back to who the person that gave life. So, life is in phases. Sometimes when I see my mom's picture, when she was 21 or when she was 24, it's amazing. There is a big gap. between her teenage years and her years as a young lady and what she is now. The first day I saw my grandmother's picture, she has gone to be with the Lord now, many years now. I said, wow. The difference is because of the seasons or the phases of life. My prayer for you is that every phase of your life will be glorious in the name of Jesus. So there is nothing bad in being single. That is the phase you are now. Enjoy it. Because that phase will soon pass. That phase will soon go. Without wasting our time, what are the success formulas for singles? Number one success formula we're talking about tonight is draw closer to God in your single years. In James chapter 4 verse 8, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. If only you can draw near to me, I'm ready to draw near to you. The years of singleness is a time to draw near to God. It's a time whereby you have less responsibilities. You don't have any husband to care for. You don't have babies to change their diapers. It's a time that should be dedicated to God. It's a time whereby you draw maximally to God as much as you can. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1 explains to us that, see, this is a time, draw near to God at this period. Remember now the Lord thy God in the days of thy youth, where the evil days come not, nor the years draw near, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure. That is, now that you are still young, is the time for maximum drawing to God. And those that refuse to draw to God in their youthfulness, waste their adulthood. You must have heard me say, the playboys of yesterday are the playmen today. Those who were playboys yesterday have also grown up into marriage and are still playmen. Your time of singleness is your time of drawing close to your maker. And how do you draw close to God? Number one, A, study. Study the word and pray well in your single period. Serve God in your single period. Attend church regularly. Hebrews 10 verse 25. Not forsaking the assembly of the brethren. Not forsaking. Don't forsake the assembly of the brethren. Hebrews 10 25. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. As the manner of some means, but exhorting one another. As so much more as you see the day approaching. Now your time of singleness is a time to draw maximally to God. You have little or no responsibility at that time. And it's a time, it shocks me when I see people in their singleness so far away from God. It's their distance between them and God is like from east to west. And such people don't maximize, don't enjoy the best of their single life. Stop chasing marriage. Start chasing God. Some people use all their life to chase marriage. Immediately they enter a particular age, all they are chasing is marriage. Stop chasing marriage. Start chasing God. You will naturally get married without sweats. Start chasing God. And then the time will come for you to move from singleness to marriage. Number two key success formula tonight that we'll be talking about is building of character. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, I'll be reading verse 12, verse 15, and verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Can we have somebody on the media that can be very fast so that the message can move very fast? Thank you, Jesus. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer in word. Someone say in word. There are six things here. In word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. This is talking about the building of your character. Your time of singleness is your time of foundation building. Once your character has a... Can you go to verse 15 and 16? Like I said earlier. Thank you, Jesus. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to another. Verse 16. Thank you, Jesus. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, and continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. That is, ensure that you build your character. Ensure that you have, we have many singles that there is nothing called character in their dictionary. What the only thing they have is charisma. Long high heels, maybe sharp nails. Maybe as a guy, you know, Jerry curled hair, Jerry curled his mustache. You know, that's not what makes a man or a woman to succeed in life. Your character is important as a single girl, as a single guy, man. Build your character, and naturally you walk as a star, as a single. Your single years must be invested maximally for the building of character. No future for a lady or a man without character. In those days, I don't know if they still do it now, when you want to get married to somebody, they will say, go and find out her character. Go and find out the character of her parents. They say, that one, don't go to that family. They always divorce there. Don't go to that family. They always slap their husbands there. Don't go to that family. They always remove knife to stab somebody. Because lack of character is a major factor for delay in marital blessings. Lack of character. Lack of character. We have seen in some films whereby a guy brings a lady to the house. As you tell him, daddy and mommy, I'm bringing my fiancé. And as the lady walks in, the baba says, he remembers that this was the girl he carried when he went to campus. Say, Then he calls his son, come. In your life, if you see this girl, don't even go near. I remember the story of a guy who wanted to marry a lady, and he went to play table tennis. And as he was playing table tennis, the friends were talking of about five of them that slept with the same girl. They were just gisting. You know how men gist. They were just, you two, you have done it. That's like she has become a public nuisance. She has become a distributor of evil. May such never be found among us in the name of Jesus. So build your character. Build your character as a man, as a woman. Build your, as a lady, young lady, trusting God. Work on your character. If they send a questionnaire about you, what will men say about you? You just distribute a questionnaire amongst your friends, amongst your... What will be the response? They say, don't put any name. Just tell us about this person. Let your character reflect Christ. Let your character reflect God's glory. Then you are ready to move from singleness to a glorious marital life. Number three. Success formula for singles is prayer investment. The time of your singleness is a time of massive investment in prayers. In Luke 18 verse 1, the Bible says, men always ought to pray and not to faint. Now, many youths are fainting now. Many singles, some singles cannot even talk of 1 hour prayer per day. 1 hour is like the minimum. Even in the morning, your prayer in the morning should be more than 1 hour. Some singles cannot talk of 1 hour per day in prayers. With no, they still send money to you. Not that you are the one going to work for money. They credit your account with money. You can't get from life beyond your level of investment in prayers. And it is from singleness that you invest. I mean, many of us have bank accounts here. Do you just walk into an account with your ATM and draw money without having something being deposited there before? Is it possible? You just walk there. You just say ATM, rakata baradia, jakakata baradia. You can speak in tongues. They will eventually carry you from there. They think you are a mad person. You get there, you put your something because you had invested in that account. Many want to draw where they have not deposited. My wife can testify in our times of relationship in those days. Most of our time together is spent in prayers. When we see each other, is spent in prayers. Also, as an individual, as a person, I had my own personal schedule of prayer per day. Including morning, including night, as a student. But what do we see now? Most people spend most of their time on social media. You know, I did some research on youths recently, and I discovered that if we are not careful, most youths will eventually be totally prayerless. The only time some youths pray is when they are in church. The only time they have time to pray is in church. Every other time is spent on different kind of nonsensical things. Stop it! If you want your singleness to be maximized and you want to have something to get in the future, invest in prayers now. As a single boy, I was staying with a particular family some time ago. And I prayed one day. A young boy, when I came out, he said, "I have been watching you praying since. I have been watching you." He counted the number of hours I prayed. I said, "You have not seen anything." He said, "You have prayed for so hours. What is it?" This is it. Your investment in prayers matters a lot. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. This is the time to be involved in prayer. Prayer banquet, vigils of your own, even in the church. Every time you hear of prayer, jump to it. Don't wait. Don't let them be pushing you to prayer. You jump to it. An opportunity to pray is an opportunity to be blessed. Anywhere. Any day, anywhere. A prayerless single is a potential failure. A prayerless single is a potential failure. A prayerless single is a potential failure. Wake up to prayer. And I see your singleness being maximized in the name of Jesus. Don't mess up your youthful years. Invest it in prayers. If your future must be great, the present must be filled with prayers. If your future must... Now, some of the prayers you'll be praying when you are, as you are single, they are not for 10 years. They are not for 15 years. They are not for many, they are for many years. You are still single, maybe you are in 100 level, and you are already praying concerning your children unborn. You are already praying about your delivery. You are already praying, you are already investing into your future. You are already investing into your, because you can see it. The reason why, personally, I feel most people don't pray is because they cannot see the future. The future you can see naturally spurs you to pray. Once you are not praying, it means you are not seeing anything. I pray for somebody here today. A new grace for intercession comes for you in the name of Jesus. A new grace for prayers and intercession comes for you in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. This is the time you have to start praying. What the kind of relationship you don't want, you pray it out. The kind of life you don't want, you pray it out. The kind of thing you don't want to see, you stop it in the place of prayer. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, since the days of John the Baptist, The kingdom of God suffering violence, and the violent take it. You can't take your future except you are ready to be violent. And when I say prayer, I'm not saying going from one place to another. You have your mountain. Stay. That's why a lot of singles, they go and carry problems from different places. The prayer they are praying in their own church, they will not pray. They will not be walking from one place to another. One pastor will be asking them for money, asking them to go and asking them to come to one place, remove your clothes, let us wash your body, all those kind of, you know, things that are unethical, things that should not be heard in the circle of Christians. Stay where God has put you. Invest into prayer. Stop moving from place to place, place to place, place to place, place to place. It's a new day for you today. I say it's a new day for you today. Quickly, before I move out of this issue of singles, counsel to singles. I'll give you six of them. Number one, invest now to access the glorious future you desire. Invest now. Start investing now into prayers. Now. Now. Number two, don't be a time waster. Redeem the time. Ephesians 5 verse 6. If you are a single, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Invest it into prayer. Invest it into what we bring glory to God. Ephesians 5 verse 16. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Invest your time. Ephesians 5 verse 16. 3. Don't be a careless youth. Don't be a careless youth. You are not an ordinary person. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. For you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person, called to show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are a peculiar person. You are not an ordinary youth. You are special. And as you are special, ensure that whatever you do, you are not careless about it. Number four, counsel to the youth. Be different. Be different. In Daniel chapter 1 verse 7, there was a story of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. The Bible said they were different. They were different. And because of this, in Daniel 1 verse 20, the Bible says that they were 10 times better. Daniel 1:20, they were 10 times better. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. There were four of them. And they were 10 times better. I speak to every youth in the house tonight. You will be 10 times better than your colleagues. You will be 10 times better than your colleagues. Somebody will say, sir, but that is, those ones, they are men. They are men. What about another four ladies in Acts 21 verse 8 to 9? Acts 21 verse 8 to 9. They were daughters of a man. They were daughters of a man called Philip the Evangelist. Bible said the four of them, they were special. They were virgins and they prophesied. They were special. They were different. They were different. Acts 21 verse 8 to 9. And the next day that were of Paul's company departed and came into Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the Evangelist. Their father was an evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. Next verse, sir. And the same man had four daughters. Someone say four daughters. So the first one I showed you were four men: Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel 1:7-20. And these ones are four daughters, four guys. Four ladies were different. The Bible says the same man had four daughters. They were virgins which did prophesy. They distinguished themselves. They were not loose girls. They were not loose girls. If you really want to maximize your singleness, be different. Let everybody in your hostel be carrying boyfriend overnight. Don't do it. Let everybody be going with man friend to Abuja. Don't do it. They will soon begin to receive their reward. Be different. And number six, don't live a carnal life. Don't make your choices through carnality. Don't live a carnal life or make carnal choices. Romans chapter 8 verse 6. If you are a youth, don't choose a man based on money. Don't see a guy and say, he's loaded. That's the only thing you have seen about him. That's carnal choice. Say, for to be carnally minded is death. You will not die young. Many ladies have died in abnormal death because of carnal choice. This guy has a car. with four tires, with one extra, and the car has AC. They call it AC pumping. The AC is blowing. As if that car will last forever. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. And so don't be a youth that is so carnal. Everything you think of in a guy is money. Does he have money? Or what's his cost? What's his cost? They say, oh, he's studying medicine. Oh, I've always wanted to become a wife of a doctor. Don't choose to. That's why you should allow God to direct you. I speak to somebody here tonight. God will direct you. That is why to seek God's face in the place of marriage is not a waste of time. It's not a waste of time. To seek God's face. Father, is this the person you want me to marry? It's not a waste of time. You add it with days of fasting. Not that, his name is Colinton, and my dad's name is Colinton. Of course, his younger brother is Dowda, the sexy boy, and also our security man is also Dowda. So I can see that there's a merger there. No. Wait on God. We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you. We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. Can I tell you this? If you are a member of this church and you fast every Wednesday, like we fast here, you probably might not need to do a special fast before you locate your partner. It is your doing it in January, waiting till another time. There is no consistency in your spiritual walk with God. That's why when you want to choose somebody, you have to fast for 70 days because you are not consistent. You are not in the spirit. Okay, somebody is smoking manja wee and he says, I want to marry you. Do you need any special prayer for you to know that person is not God's will for you? Don't be canna. Don't be canna. He has a tinted car. Tinted, black tint. And then he plays music. That's how we use your brain to play music. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I need to move now because of our time. Success formula for the marriage. We'll continue from where we stopped. I discover, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus loves marriage. In fact, looking at my Bible, I discovered that the first miracle that Jesus did was in a marriage. In John chapter 2, from verse 1 to 11, the Bible said there was a wedding in Cana. There was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And Jesus and his disciples were invited there. And he went there. He didn't say, no, we are too holy. We don't go for wedding. And then the mother, there was wine. You know the story very well. Popular story, wine finished and all that, and then he said, pour water in this one and then draw it out. And then the keeper, the person that was the chairman of the wedding said, how come this wine is so wonderful? Why didn't you bring this wine out before? John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. Now, what am I saying? Jesus, I told you last week that God loves marriage from Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, that man should not be alone. But what am I saying tonight? Jesus also loves marriage. But there are some fundamental principles that makes your marriage to work. We spoke about some of them last week. Tonight, I want to start with number one called communication. Every couple that will enjoy the best of God must communicate often. From my personal experience as a pastor of many years now, one of the reasons why a lot of ladies lose their husbands is because they don't communicate enough with their husbands in the day. Their husband has so much spare time. Bombard the time of your husband. Don't allow him to have so much free space that some people, their husband travel for 5 days and they don't talk for 5 days. Some people, their husband go to work in the morning by 8 o'clock and until he comes back by 10, there's no hello. Let there be a constant communication between the two of you. Women communicate so much with their friends and neglect this man. And then, of course, somebody is somewhere that because the person you communicate with often will eventually capture your heart. Hello? Is somebody with me tonight? The person you communicate with often will eventually... That's why you see billboards everywhere. They are trying to catch your attention. Once a small girl somewhere captures your husband's attention through regular communication, you have lost it. So come home becomes a problem. Bombard his phone with WhatsApp. Bombard his phone with text. I'm not checking on you. I just see as you ask after your welfare. Don't allow your wife to be in her shop for long before she hears your voice. Program her own ringtone separately. When you call her, let her be dancing before she calls, before you pick. Many have lost their homes. Do you know that some people live in the same house and for many days they don't talk? And the man is talking with somebody else somewhere. Ensure the communication between you and your husband is intact. That's why you see that whenever husband and wife fight, that's when the devil brings very terrible temptations. Once there is no communication in the family, there is easy temptation and there is easy breakdown. I want to advise every lady here today, don't let your husband tell you that he doesn't like it. It's a lie. He likes it. You are disturbing me. It's a lie. He likes it. Find out what's going on. Find out. There are some people, when the husband and wife get to the house at night, hello, how was your day? Fine. Then they put the food on the table. The wife will go and sit down somewhere. The husband will sit down somewhere. These are the problems that bring evil to marriages. If he doesn't want to stay with you, go and sit on his laps where he's walking. Go and sleep, sit on his laps. He said, you are disturbing me. He said, that's my work. My work is to disturb you. Because if you don't do this, the house becomes very dry. And in communication, be careful of what you are saying. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, Proverbs 18, verse 21, the Bible says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. I'll give you some things on this communication very quickly. Examples of good and acceptable Christian communication. Examples of good and acceptable, because when we say communication, it doesn't mean that you are just doing nonsense. What are the good and acceptable Christian communication in the family? Number one, encouraging words. Encourage your spouse. Encourage your wife. Speak encouraging words to her. Her business is not doing well. How is your shop today? You say, sales is very bad. I say, don't worry. Very soon, you cannot imagine how God will transform your life. Don't allow somebody else to encourage your spouse for you. Be the greatest encourager of your spouse. Encouraging words. Encourage your spouse. Speak words of encouragement. When your husband comes down and is down, his boss just abuses him. This nonsense man. Just go home. You meet me here tomorrow. Then he comes home very sad. What's wrong? Encourage him. When your husband comes back home and is looking dejected, don't say, oh, this is great today. Change channel for me. See, change it to African Magic Jerry. Don't do that. You will lose him. Because somebody else will encourage him and he will move his attention towards that praise. Number two,
example of acceptable Christian communication is complimentary words. Communicate complimentary. When you, it's amazing when men see their wife, they've done a good hair, and the woman walk like this. You didn't see anything. Walk like this again. You didn't see anything. Did like this. She's telling you something. Say something. Do you like it or you don't like it? Let us know. Even if you don't like it, compliment it. Because the hair was done for you. It was done for you. Compliment. You see your husband wearing a good suit. Compliment. This you are looking. Oh God. You are like Mr. Nigeria. He will feel happy. Don't allow somebody else outside to be saying these things to your husband when it's not as if your mouth has been padlocked. Say it. Some women have become so stiff that they cannot even speak. Their emotion has become like ice block. Speak. Don't allow anybody to compliment your husband more than you. Don't allow anybody to compliment before your wife leaves in the morning. Oh my God, you look amazing. How I wish I had the camera here. Honestly, we should take photograph now. Speak, compliments them. When they do something, compliments them. Number three, appreciate, appreciative words. When and your wife does something for you, I'll be appreciative. You ate food, you lick plate. You did not even say thank you to the person that cooked it. You ate food, the food was so good, you could not even say, oh God, this food is nice. Say, not, it might not be all the time, but once in a while, make sure you are appreciative. You collected money, big money, you pocket it, following money, just a good money, as if by evening time, I'm asking for another one. Be appreciative. My mom taught me that thing. When you give her something, she'll be thanking you for 3 days. The following day, she'll say, am I sure? No. Then another day, say, Eshe Jetao. Then she said, you will want to do more for her. Be an appreciative spouse. Your wife bought something for you from a meager salary, from a meager shop, or from a meager business. Show your appreciation. Don't say, is this what wives are buying for their own husband? Show your appreciation. Show your gratitude. There are many, many husbands who don't buy anything from their wife. There are many, many wives who don't buy anything. So anything that is done for you, let your heart show that you are grateful. Of course, as Christians, it's part of the ethics of Christianity. Number four, good words to speak is loving words. Some men, your romance level has almost died. And my work tonight is to fan that fire of romance in your home. Loving words. Where are those words you used to speak to her then? You are the sugar in my tea. You are everything to me. You mean the world to me. I'm so grateful for God bringing you to my. Where are those things? When you want to buy a card, then you can buy like 6 cards. You write all sorts of things inside. Okay, what's happening now? Speak words of love to your spouse. There are women here, not even men now. It's a long time you told your husband, except he tells you, I love you. We never say, I love you. You have become like stone. What's going on? Where somebody somewhere is every day telling your husband, I love you. I love you. You just stay there. Use love to kill the man in the house. Tell him, I love you. I love you. I love. Type, I love you in your phone 21 times. I love you. 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 I love. When he sees it, he will call you back and say, what's going on? Yeah, what you have just seen. None. That's romance. This is the cheap ways that small girls are collecting people's husband. This is the cheap ways. And you know the funny thing? Christian sisters, beware, because many of the Christian sisters think that they are so secure. They are so sad. No, he can never leave me. He can never leave you, but his heart might never be for you again. Once you lose his heart to somebody else, you have lost him to that. You might be in the same house. You might be eating the same food, but the heart has been lost because you allowed it to be lost. And this happens because of familiarity. Husband and wife, you mustn't get to a level where you are too familiar with your spouse, where you don't ooze out love. You see, what you don't invest in, you can't get anything from. You have to invest into your spouse. You tell her you love her. You not only when you are inside the room, inside dark light, you say, yeah, I love you. Say it often. I'm sure you know what I mean. Anyway, let's go on. Number five. Examples of good and acceptable words is developmental words. Develop your spouse with words. You can do better. You can progress. Speak to them. Motivate your spouse. Motivate them. Don't allow anybody to motivate your spouse more than you. Motivate. If your spouse has not gone to school, speak words to her. You can do it. You can go to school. You can do this. You can do that. Tell them. Motivate them. If their business is down, speak to them that they can do it. Don't tell them things like, it's very glaring. I've always knew that you can't do well. Don't say such things. Develop them. Construct your home with good words. Number six, kind of word we need to speak in communication is respectful and polite words. Now, look at me, everybody. It is amazing to see that most couples respect other people more than they respect themselves. Women, a lady will see another man, maybe her husband's friend, and say, you're welcome, or greet them, or, you know, be polite. When he sees the husband, no, respect must be there. Your words to your spouse must be respectable words. When you were boyfriend and girlfriend, you were just dating, it's a different thing. Once you have exchanged rings, there must be some level of respect and regard, or else you begin to lose value and lose color. Your significance becomes eroded. Because husbands or men practically live with respect. That's all they want. So respect them. Also, as a man, be polite in speaking. Don't speak to your wife as if she's your house girl. Don't behave as if don't wash your hand and practically pour the water of the pepper on her head. Be polite. Let politeness be your watchword. Be polite in your words that you speak to her. And of course, as a lady, don't respect. It's a sign of hypocrisy to respect other people outside more than your own husband. Those people don't care about you. Your husband is your crown. Your husband is who God has given to you as your head. If you disrespect the head, you know you have disrespected everything. There was a time in this church, the couple are not in this church again. Some time ago, I was outside after a program, I think Breakthrough Encounter, and the wife was calling the husband. I put my hand on my head like this, was talking to the husband from that staircase there. Shy. I was ashamed. Say, is this a woman speaking to her own husband? There's no courtesy, there's no regard. And some have so much regard outside, but inside the house, there's no regard. These are destroyers of home. They destroy families. Number seven, approval words. Approve your spouse. Don't be somebody that is always disapproving your spouse. Approve them. Speak words of approval. Let them feel accepted, especially men. Speak approval. Let your wife know that you are okay. When she was a figure 16, you married her. You made sure she had many babies. She's now big. You are now speaking as if she's a nobody. Who made her that size? Maybe before she was very, very portable. Maybe you carried her on your wedding day. Now you can't carry her again. You are now saying, this your something is like a satellite. Satellite. Who made it satellite? Enjoy her the way she is. That's the way God says she will be. Even you are not the same way that you were before. And number eight, this is specifically for men. Instructive words. Men must have instructive words in their mouth. When you are going out, you leave instruction. Nobody should touch this channel. This is an evil channel. Don't do it. Nobody can watch television in this house. It's also time. You give directive. Men that cannot give directive, their home cannot, and we have problem. You give directive, instruction. A man is a leader. Don't be a weakling. Give instruction according to scripture, not instruction like Pharaoh. Instruction that will not bring destruction. And quickly, we'll not be able to touch any other point today now. Examples of words that should not be spoken in Christian homes. I just gave you 7 that must be spoken. Now, words that must not be spoken. Number one is curse words. Some ladies will curse their husband. The other day I was trying to settle a quarrel between a couple, and the wife said, this man, I just put to bed. If I curse him now, I said, hey, stop there. No, stop there. And the man, you know what the man told me? The man said, daddy, you are the one causing this thing. You can see now, because you said that this woman must not curse me. See how she's feeling proud now. I say, if she curses you, you don't permit that. You don't maybe that. So don't speak curse words. Don't do that. This is your family. This is your husband. This is your wife. Don't speak curse words. It's not acceptable. Number two, word that must not be spoken is insultive words. Insult your wife. Insult your husband. Insult everybody. Don't do it. It can destroy a home. It can destroy a family. Don't speak insultive words. Insultive words are words that are abusive. They are abusive. They are insults. Also, number three, don't speak destructive words. Insultive words are smaller than destructive words are words that can destroy the ego of the woman or the man. You destroy his ego. You pull him down totally. Look at the way you are even doing inside bedroom. Is this how your mates normally do inside bedroom? Just tell me, is this how they do? Better go and those kind of words must not be heard. And I must tell you, people say it. You know, we are pastors, we hear a lot of things. We must let you know that these are not acceptable. Number four, that must not be said, is family abusive words. Sending your spouse back home. This is how you are behave. This is how useless your mommy used to behave. This is how do useless your daddy used to behave. You brought your rubbish life from your family. Don't say that. You are sending your spouse back to his family. You must not say such words. Number five is unhealthy criticism. Criticism is good, but don't be a permanent critic. A permanent, always criticizing. This soup is not good. This bed is not well laid. This thing is not well done. No. Unhealthy criticism is a destroyer of a family. If you want to criticize, let your criticism be constructive. And it's not every time you come and you criticize. There is no perfect man. There is no perfect woman. Don't be a critic. Always criticizing. Why are you doing this? Why do you do this? Why are you doing this? Why are you coming late? Why are you standing up? Why are you sitting down? Why are you taking your bath with cold water? Why are you... No. Stop that. Let your words be seasoned with salt. Every time you unduly criticize your spouse, you are separating your heart. Every time you throw stones of criticism, your hearts are separated. If you want to criticize, it should be something constructive and in love, not something that she will never forget. You speak words that the person will never forget. Say, what you said yesterday, I can never forget in my life. Let's be very... You know, words are very powerful. Words are like eggs. Once they drop, you can't pack it. And of course, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So watch your words and ensure that those words are. And sometimes maybe your spouse is speaking words like that. Don't retaliate. Two wrongs can never make a right. Two wrongs can never make a right. If the person is wrong, then you to say, I will give him back in his own. Do you know how Nigerian girls do? I'll show him what he has done. I will. No, don't do that. I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Is anybody blessed so far? If you are blessed, shout hallelujah. Okay, I'll just take one more point, then we go to pray. Number two success formula for marriage that we'll treat tonight. We just finished on communication. Number two is humility and correctability. Humility and correctability. Humility and correctability. In James chapter 4 verse 6 and James chapter 4 verse 10. James chapter 4 verse 6. Bible says that God himself, he resists the proud. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Verse 10 now. Verse 10. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Humility is one vital thing that is important for the man and the woman to enjoy your home. If you want to enjoy your family, be a humble person. And you can't be humble until you are broken. If you are not broken, you will be very, very proud. I have noticed people who have nothing, they have the highest level of proud. Look at the way he even spoke to me. Pride is not about having money. Most of people who are very big, they don't have pride. People who are just starting or people who are struggling, they have so much pride. So much pride. If you want to enjoy your home, avoid pride with passion. If you are too proud, you can't enjoy your marriage. Because you always want to prove a point. Also, if you are not correctable, they correct you, this thing is not okay, then you behave as if the person talking is a foolish person. Your wife speaks to you, corrects you on something in love and in respect. Then you say no, what you are saying, because sometimes when you correct out of anger, it can result into but you know, correction must be done in love. And quickly tonight, what are the signs of pride? What are the signs? I think I need to stop now so that we can pray. Because I have, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, about 12 prayer points. So we need to move very fast. Signs of pride. Number one, anger. Continuous anger. When somebody gets angry every time, it's a sign that you are a proud person. Everything gets you angry. You get irritated so quickly. It's a sign that you are a proud person. I know a proud person cannot. That was what made God to drop Satan from heaven. Satan was an angel there before. He was dropped because he became.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878. Or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.